gals from Equine Connection, the Academy of Equine Assisted Learning. Hi, I'm Carrie.
I'm Carolyn.
And I'm Carson.
Welcome to our podcast.
You will be listening to some of our best moments of helping people to live their best lives, and all while, get this, working with horses.
We will be your hosts and have tons of guests along the way. Subscribe today and happy listening.
Hey everybody, thanks again for joining us for this week's podcast. It's Carolyn's turn. Yep, it's me. So this is my reaction to everything that Carrie had to go through as well. So hopefully you guys enjoy it. Talk to y'all soon.
What has your perspective on Carrie's struggles been like?
You know, Carrie has always been the person who, when she does something, she does it all the way, and she lives life to the fullest every single day of it. And as she was going through all this, I remember getting phone call after phone call where something bad was happening, and that was so unlike her to even look at the bad stuff. And I'd be like, no, Carrie, it can't be. Nothing else bad can happen. No other horses can be lost. No more. And the next time she would call me back, it would be something else that had happened. Another horse has passed away. And then when she called me out about her mom, that was when Carrie changed for a while, and she was heartbroken. And obviously, Faye was phenomenal. She was one of the most amazing women I've ever met. And Carrie changed that day, and I remember sitting on the porch. It was a year later, and I heard her laugh, and I thought, ah, there's the real laugh again. So it was a full year of watching her go through all of this and trying to, still living in the moment, still living life. But it affected her so deeply. It was hard to know how she continued every day to push forward and move further and really still be herself. But it was just a different version for a while, until probably about a year later that she pulled through to being back to really being in her life every day.
Wow. And you walked alongside her for that year. What was that year like?
It's hard to be a support person to somebody who you know is so strong, because Carrie truly is. She's one of the strongest people that I know. Even going through all the stuff and between her faith and her family, she does have beautiful support. But I called her. I annoyed her all the time, just trying to get her to talk about these things, because I knew that she was having such a hard time. But she is such a phenomenal person and woman in the way that she constantly has the strength. I don't know where she finds it from. I don't know where she pulls it from all the time, but she does have that inner strength that helps her to move forward. And being a part of that was, a blessing to me, simply to help her through and be able to help her, because she's helped me so many times throughout my life as well, through my struggles too. But she is one of the strongest people I have ever met, to be able to go through so many deaths and so much loss and still come out on top and really still living life and not going to that wallowing place the majority of us would go to.
Wow. Well, and that was an interesting point, talking about enjoy's not the right word, but like reciprocating the help, being in that position was...
It was nice to be able to give the help back to her when she needed it, rather than her just always having to be the one giving the help, because she is giving that way. When you meet Carrie, what you see is what you get. Carrie is the same on camera. She's the same at work. She's the same at home. Carrie is Carrie. And she is that bubbly. She is that happy. She is that positive and always living life because we could die tomorrow. All of those things are actually her. But during this time when she had all those losses, to be able to step in and give her some support, whether it was annoying her or not, to be able to be in that place to give her somebody to lean on for a little while, truly was, for me, a way to give back to her, because she'd given so much to me over the years.
That's cool. That was something I didn't plan on her. What is her going for her dreams enabled you to do?
I have been able to be along for the ride with Carrie. When Carrie does something, she never does it halfway. So even though she's moving forward so fast sometimes that I'm like, oh my gosh, what's happening? It's enabled me to really be an entrepreneur, to be the leader of my own life, and to work with these phenomenal animals. If it weren't for Carrie, I would never have worked with the horses. I would never have gone down this path. I would have never been able to be the authentic version of myself. And it's not just me that has been affected by Carrie following her dreams. It's every single person that comes through our door. It's our horses learning how to be truly horses and how to talk to us in a different way. And, be able to have purpose, even though they aren't doing the dressage anymore or whatever they were doing before. It really has impacted all of us being ourselves, being authentic. And I truly attribute this career to being myself for the first time in 35 years to be able to stand up and be my true self. And it really is because Carrie brought me into all of this. And when she first was talking to me about the horses, oh, we're going to do this horse program, it's going to help people, I thought, oh, that's real nice, Carrie. But at the end of the day, it really is her passion that brought me on board to it in the first place. Until I could see, until I could believe and know it for myself that these programs worked, it was Carrie's belief. It was her passion, because her passion is contagious. You can't sit around Carrie and not feel what she has and the passion that she has and the excitement she has for life and for this career. You can't be around her and not feel that peace. And it was easy to go along with and to be a part of and to want to be a part of more of it, to the point where I did it for free for a while, because it's a purpose. And when you can deal with somebody and work with somebody who has such a strong purpose, it allows you to follow in and feel the same way. And like I say, for me to stand up and say I am my authentic version of myself for the first time in my life, to me, that's a gift. I don't know how I could ever repay that, because it truly is a gift that I've gotten from just working with Carrie.
That's awesome. Why have you supported her? What, like you said, you go over the edge and even work for free. Like, Why?
I had never had anything previous before in my life. Like, I had careers I have enjoyed and loved doing the work of and that kind of thing. I had never had anything before that was just as much for me as it was for other people. I had never had a sense of how I could give back. And when Carrie brought this to the table and asked me to come along for the marketing piece and everything, I still didn't fully understand it. It wasn't until I felt how much these programs can help change people's lives, and I felt myself getting stronger throughout all of it, that I could really move forward with it as well. And I mean, when Carrie is talking about it, when Carrie is working towards a passion and you're up and you're moving in something, it's all of a sudden like this whirlwind of great energy that you're in, and you can't help but move forward and be excited with it too. And for someone that lived through a lot of depression and hard times and that kind of thing myself, having that energy being brought to the table and being able to feel it and move forward, even though it wasn't my own to start, it gained into my own. And it was able to really come into this beautiful career and support her the whole way along, because it is a beautiful career. It's a beautiful passion, and it's a purposeful career that we can all move forward with to help other people. Does that even make sense?
Yeah. Okay. Well, you nailed it at the start for sure. Like, it was purpose that you've had other careers, but this, yes,
it was real. Yeah.
What changes have you seen in Carrie's life? You talked about that year. What do you think has been different since, like, I guess, what was, you said the laughter came back, then you knew that she was back at least to that starting point, but do you think that she's, that year brought her beyond that starting point too, or like, how do you describe her now?
When I say Carrie's strong, I don't mean that she could just deal with what regular people could deal with every day. Carrie's strong in the fact that she's not only strong for herself, but she can become strong for other people as well. And when I saw her go through all of these losses, like I said, that one day where she was finally laughing again, sitting on the front deck, ever since that day, she has grown more and more. And she has had challenge after challenge, not to the same extent, obviously, of all of the loss. But every challenge that she has, she meets head on. And it's not at a point where she mourns her mother every single day or mourns the horses, but she celebrates in their lives and how she would move forward with the strength from them. She really has taken a loss and turned it into greater strength for herself.
Yeah.
Wow. I think one of the biggest reasons Carrie keeps me around is because I remind her of her mom. Also, I'm an amazing worker, but that's a big bond that her and I have too, is that I loved her mom too, and her mom and I instant friends the first time I first met her. But it really is, I think I remind her a lot of her mom and a lot of the time, and it gives us that extra little bit of bond, because we haven't known each other forever by any means, and it was always in a work aspect that we knew each other and how we got together in the beginning. But Faye has, to this day, an overall feeling in our business, in our friendship, in her family. Like, Faye's still always here. Always.
Oh, did she tell you about that? Her talking about?
No.
Okay, she talked about you reminding her of her mom too.
Oh, sure. We've talked about it many times, like, before. She says, oh, mom always says that or whatever else. But yeah, definitely. Faye's always around. She sticks with us pretty good. Yeah.
Because you both cried at that part.
Yeah, that actually, I don't think ever done that before. That's interesting. Yeah, what are you doing to us?
Really hard to
you broke us. There's something in the cameras.
And so what change have you seen in your own life?
Being able to do this business and being able to be myself has allowed me to be strong. It's allowed me to be the leader of my own life. It's allowed me to move forward and be happy with the decisions that I've made rather than consistently going back and sitting in my own whirlpool of brain that I have to go through and analyze every single thing. It's allowing me to live in the moment. It's allowing me to move forward in a way that's positive rather than always being in a state of worry. And it really has changed my life. And it's changed the life of my daughter as well, because I'm a better mom. I truly am. I work with my daughter in a different way so that she is now empowered too. She is the one making and knowing she has choice in life. And even at 7 years old, knowing you have choice and that you can choose this way or you can choose that and this is how things will fall out. It's an amazing way to live, to empower people. And empower yourself at the same time. It's just a phenomenal way of living.
How have you seen it change students' lives?
Very much so in the same way. Watching people lead a 1,500-pound animal and having that horse come with them, you can see the pride that lives in their face and the feelings that they get from that self-esteem and the confidence that builds. And I mean, from the kids to the adults alike, the skills that they develop, they truly can bring out into their world. And even if it's the smallest thing that it changes in them for one day, it's something that they apply to their lives. It's a way to step forward and into that next piece. And some of the journals that we read afterwards are some of the women especially that have come back and said this has changed their lives because they know they can now. They know they have choice. They know they can be a leader. And these are the things that a lot of us forget about. We forget that we have choice in our own lives. We forget that we're the ones running the show. We can choose what direction we want to go and how we want to live. And if this isn't working for us, heck, we can get out of it. We don't have to be in those same places. And watching those changes, literally every course we have, seeing a change in someone is phenomenal. People love it when they can come to their own decisions and realize that they have the power to change their own lives. It's beautiful.
Thanks so much for tuning in today with us gals from Equine Connection on today's episode of Changing Lives with a Horse, of course. Next week, we're going to have tons more information, and please join us then for more chatting on how these phenomenal creatures are really the best teachers around. We'll talk to y'all then.